On today's edition of the Hot Seat, as we always do every week, we check in with a member of Her Majesty's official loyal opposition. And today we are joined by the MLA for Edmonton Beverly Clairview, as well as the critic for the NDP for Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Mr. Darren Billes. This is his third time on the Hot Seat, so welcome back. Great to have you again.
Thanks, Kenny. Happy to be here.
All right, so I guess the first question is, and I remember reaching out to your communications team specifically because I saw it on Twitter that you, on albertasfuture.ca, were going to have a discussion about the technology and the way you'd like to see it heading. And when it always comes to tech and innovation, I always like to believe there's no such thing as a bad idea. Did you get a lot of good ideas tossed at you in that session?
We did. You know what? We got a bunch of different ideas from folks, which is what we wanted. You know, Rachel put it out to all Albertans, regardless of political stripe, regardless of who they voted for, who they plan to vote for. We want to hear all ideas. And to your point, Kenny, the fact of the matter is right now when we're generating ideas, there is no such thing as a bad idea. And so last night was the start or our first consultation with Albertans, where obviously over Zoom to keep in line with COVID protocols. And so had a number of people on there last night. That's the first of a couple different consultations. We will be as well releasing a discussion paper as early as January with a number of ideas that we want to take back to Albertans. So in that, people will see some of their ideas reflected. There'll also be, I'm sure, new and other ideas in the discussion paper. But really, this is about having a conversation. We know that Alberta has strengths in technology. We have incredible technology companies here in Alberta that support our core sectors like oil and gas, agriculture, forestry, health sciences. And we want to ask Albertans, what do we need to do to really catapult Alberta forward, to be a leader in Canada, but also a leader globally? I mean, we're not just competing with other provinces in the same country. This is about Alberta on the global stage.
No doubt. And you know what? Something I actually heard here, and this was made posted in a public Facebook forum by a local business person in, here in the Peace River community. And one of the things that they had said was, "Is it's a tough time to be in business right now, but what it's allowed me to do is to strengthen my skills in social media, marketing, branding, things like that. Also as well, looking possibly for markets outside of Peace River and outside of Alberta." And I guess, give her credit, she's definitely taken the optimistic approach during a hard time. But do you agree with that, that there's like, because of maybe the situation, that there's an opportunity for new markets and new opportunities and new research and new skills to be learned?
Well, I think, you know, we always encourage, you know, the private sector, if businesses are only doing business in Alberta. When I was Minister of Economic Development and Trade, we had a number of programs to help support Alberta businesses to go global, to go outside of only the Alberta market, because we know that having a diversity of markets means if one is not doing as well, you have other markets to draw from, right? I mean, it's similar with product lines, et cetera. So we did initiate a number of programs that companies did take advantage of, which is fantastic. I know the current government doesn't put the same emphasis on that. And so some of the programs that we had to support Alberta businesses no longer exist. But what I will say is that, you know, there isn't a sector or a company today that doesn't use technology in one form or another. But what's exciting is that we have some real strengths in Alberta from AIMI, the Alberta Machine Intelligence Institute, located at the U of A. It's ranked third in the world for machine learning in artificial intelligence. And so there's real opportunities to build on this, to catapult Alberta forward, but it's going to take some support from government. I mean, Kenny, you look at oil and gas. You know, if you pulled on your show the original CEO of Suncor, he'd be the first person to tell you that if it wasn't for governments to de-risk our oil and gas sector when it first was getting off the ground, we wouldn't have had the wealth generation and success that we have had. There
right.
is a role for government. One of the things I heard last night in the tech consult was the fact that a lot of businesses are disappointed that the Kenny government came in and canceled all of the tax credit programs that we had put in place. And they said, the business community, these were working. They were helping to level the playing field with Alberta companies and other provinces that have had these tax credits for years. And the problem when the Kenney government came in and canceled them is that it set Alberta back significantly. And there was about an 18-month period where there was no programs for companies. I appreciate they've finally backtracked. They've listened to our calls and the calls of the private sector that we need support to help this industry to really move Alberta forward. But what we heard last night is that what the government's done is a good first step. Now, remember, we went back three steps, so we're still two steps back. And so there's a number of programs that the government needs to look at to really support our Alberta businesses to help them grow and again, compete globally.
Now, I remember one thing, and I think we have touched on this before, Darren, and that is the hydrogen buzz. And that seems to be a very big buzzword popping up a lot, not just in Alberta, but a lot of different places in terms of a form of energy, industrial energy, commercial energy. And we know that this government did release a plan, but at least I think from talking to you about their hydrogen plan is that I believe that the NDP believes it and has proof that this could be done a lot faster than the government's doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know what, like again, you know, happy to see that they're looking at hydrogen. We put out a proposal that has a little more depth to it, a little more as far as tangibles and concrete steps. Their plan, Albertans have looked at, and many of them have said, this is more of a plan to make a plan. What we tried to put out was really, what are some next steps with timelines on how to get this off the ground and quickly? I mean, I think the challenge, Kenny, is that, you know, governments for far too long have talked about diversification. It's a great buzzword, but very few have taken concrete steps to help that become a reality. We know we have incredible expertise in oil and gas and in other sectors outside of oil and gas. They're all related and interconnected, but more needs to be done. Again, when we look at the role of technology and artificial intelligence, Alberta has some natural strengths, but much more needs to be done to ensure that we do diversify our economy, that we are supporting our oil and gas sector. I mean, whether it's drilling technology, pipeline monitoring,
yeah.
I mean, all of it uses artificial intelligence. Why aren't we developing that software, those programs here in Alberta? And when we are, what are we doing to help turn that research into viable companies that are solutions for the real world? Let's take it out of academia and let's commercialize it and turn it into solutions that then we can sell worldwide.
Definitely. And here's another one. And I'll throw this one to you because it was a question that was emailed in for a listener to Minister Doug Schweitzer, who's the portfolio that you're the critic of. So I'll ask you a similar question on that. And that's in terms of one of the things that the federal government had said, and that one problem in terms of vaccines being rolled out is that there's no production facilities here in the country to do that. I asked Minister Schweitzer this, so I'll throw the same question to you. Do you think Alberta could play a role in that in the future if the government were to invest and say, you know, more places where vaccines could be produced locally, stored locally, and transported, say, from an Edmonton or a Calgary? Do you see that as a possibility and a possible market for this province?
Yeah, I definitely do, Kenny. I think there is an opportunity for Canadian companies to play in that space or to play a bigger role in that space. I mean, I know in Alberta, we do have a number of companies, including Gilead, which is actually located in my riding of Edmonton, Beverly, Clairview. And I think that with a little bit of creativity and some support from government, that we could play a role. And here's the other thing. You know, I know that right now we're all focused on COVID-19, which is appropriate. But I think we also need to think about, well, this was a 1 in 100, but could there be in the future, sometime down the road, a different pandemic or health crisis that, again, if Alberta and Canada was better positioned, that we could prepare for it much earlier on and then to be a part of the global solution? So instead of, you know, having to rely on other, companies like Moderna and Pfizer is there an opportunity for Canada to play a much bigger role? And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Definitely interesting. And a lot of the, I guess we'll say to it too, is that I'll give you an example. Yesterday, when I walked into one of my favorite little burger shops here in Peace River, a local Monpa shop, and there's only three of us in there, and the owner had set out, and after saying it, and I couldn't help it, I felt almost bad being the bearer of bad news, but the owner had said, there's some restrictions coming, and I'm not sure what's going to happen here, and the announcement had already been made, and me, I guess the reporter and me had come out and said, they've already been announced, and when I kind of explained to him what was going on, there was like a legitimate look of nervousness and fear on his face, and frustration, I think any emotion you could think of was probably on there. And do you think, in terms of how the government's handled this, do you think they've handled it correctly, and should it have gotten to this point?
You know what, honestly, Kenny, I think the Kenny government has completely mishandled COVID. And if you look at other responses in other countries around the world, what we see is the jurisdictions that had swift action earlier on helped to really not just bend the curve, but interrupt that cycle of spreading. The problem is, and when I talk to business owners, their frustration is that it wasn't a matter of if Alberta should have gone into a lockdown for a short period of time. It was a matter of when. And the problem is the Kenny government's reluctance to bring in tangible measures that would make a difference and delay, delay, delay. Alberta's the last province in the country to take significant measures. What that means is because of the timing of Kenny's inactions, we are now going to be shut down for Christmas. That is having and will have a devastating effect on a number of businesses. This is the time of year where, for some, they make their money for the year in this window that now we're being locked out. And so businesses had said to me 3 weeks ago, we're hobbling along with these half measures that aren't working. Albertans are reluctant to, if it's a restaurant, go out to eat. They're scared, they're nervous. We see case counts rising. What they were calling for was a shorter, maybe a two-week lockdown a month ago that could have actually resulted in all of these businesses staying open over the busiest time of year, over the Christmas season. And instead, this pandemic, our numbers are continuing to grow. This could have been avoided. Earlier decisive action could have absolutely changed the course for the province, and because of it, unfortunately, we are going to see businesses close their doors, and I lay that blame squarely on the shoulders of Premier Kenny.
Yeah, fair enough. And I guess also as well, because we always like to have a couple personal questions when we're out there on the line, and I know we've had a chance to talk to you about your lovely young daughter, baby Olive. So over these last few months, how has she been doing? How has she been growing up?
She is doing phenomenally well. She's now crawling. She's eager to get walking. She is chatty. I mean, she hasn't yet said her first words, but she's constantly talking. And, again, I'm just I feel really, really blessed to be able to have spent, to work from home. Part of my job, obviously, I'm in the legislature, but I have been able to do quite a few virtual meetings and phone calls from home, and that's meant that I've got to spend more time with my family. So I'm feeling incredibly thankful and blessed for that.
Absolutely. Well, if this is the last time we talk to you in 2020, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy New Year, Darren. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kenny. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. This is Darren Billis. He is the MLA for Edmonton Beverly Clairview and also the NDP's critic for jobs, economy, and innovation. And this is another edition of the Trending 55 Hot Seat.